I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Over and over again, we read about the compassion of Jesus in the Gospels. He had compassion on the sick and the injured. He showed compassion to those grieving and those without hope. He showed compassion on the rich and the poor, the elderly and the children. We see him touching the hand of a leper and holding a child in his arms. Matthew 9:36 says, "When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd." But thankfully, Jesus is the good shepherd. His compassion is great and his love never fails. In John 8:1 through 11, there is a story about a woman caught in adultery. This passage illustrates one of the many ways that the scribes and the Pharisees tried to test Jesus so that they could accuse him. It is a story that touches my heart, for in it I see the depth of compassion that Jesus displayed to a woman that did not deserve it. This woman was pulled from the arms of a man that was married to another, or perhaps she was the married one and he was not her husband. It was clear that she was targeted by the scribes or Pharisees for their purposes. They cruelly placed this woman in the middle of the temple where Jesus was preaching. Her humiliation was very, very public. The religious leaders rightly referenced the law of Moses. There was no question that she was guilty. There were many witnesses. What is evident is that they did not care about her. They only cared about trapping Jesus. Unexpectedly, Jesus stooped down and began writing on the ground with his finger. We do not know what he wrote, but it had some effect. For when Jesus said, "He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her," and then he stooped down to write once again, the accusers all left, until it was just this woman and Jesus. None could condemn her because none of them were without sin. But Jesus, the one who could condemn her, did not. Instead, he cared about her, a woman in need of forgiveness and love. The Lord's compassion on this woman to offer forgiveness, to remove condemnation, impacts my heart. For I also was clearly guilty of sin. I also have clearly deserved death. Yet, he has had compassion on me too. He does not condemn me, but has forgiven me and saved me, and I am so thankful. Jesus is the only one who loves us so completely, who chooses to forgive and cleanse and love us with an everlasting love. He sees us, lost and confused, and he has compassion on us. Father in heaven, God of compassion and grace, you are slow to anger and great in loving kindness. May the mercy that you have given to us freely overflow in our lives that we might show mercy and grace to others. We are so grateful for your salvation poured out upon us by your great love through Jesus, our Lord and our King. Praise and honor and glory to your name we pray. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or at our website, zaccma.org.